Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here, which will allow you to bring up anything you want. That's the point of the show. It's why we call it Free Talk Live. And the we tonight in studio includes me, Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Marcus is here courtesy of his websites, one of his many websites, which would be BrainlessTales.com. It is a comic, and it is daily. Is it 7 days a week,
Marcus? Yes, it is. It's every single day for over 6 years. 7 days a week.
Do you ever
take
time
for that?
I don't.
Do you ever take a day off?
Well, yes and no. I have never missed a published date.
So you can set it up to where, like, you might have an extra one if you want to take a day off, and it'll set to publish on that day.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll get ahead of myself a little bit. Sometimes if I want to, if I know I'm going to be busy or away or just want to have a more relaxing weekend. Yeah, so Porkfest, I have to do, you know, a bunch ahead of time and have them ready to go so that I don't have to worry about it during Porkfest. And they just automatically publish through the website.
Although the internet connection has been improving at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I hear it's going to be even better next year. Of course, we'll tell you more about that. And you are the webmaster behind Porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. But Brainless Tales is a one-panel comic.
Yep, it's usually a pun or sometimes just something silly or not silly at all. It's a drawing every day. You know, it's not my full-time job. I actually have a full-time job, and I do other things as well. But it's an art project, an ongoing art project for me.
And it's fun, and I usually get a good chuckle when I go to BrainlessTales.com. So let's go to the phones, and we'll talk more about Detroit and how, despite spiraling down the financial drain, they're continuing to spend taxpayer dollars on boondoggles because that's what government does best. Let's go to William in Texas first, though. William, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Marcus, and Mark.
Well, I mean, I was going to talk about something else, but I can't resist the subject you're talking about.
Okay, go for it.
You know what really, really, really irritates me to no end? And I'm holding back all the cuss words here.
Thank you.
But, yeah. Well, anyway, I don't want to get kicked off. But the... to me, it's kind of new news that cities and states and whatnot are going in debt. By new, I mean in the past 5 or 10 years, I've become aware of it. Okay. I never in my life dreamed that, you know, a city would be borrowing money. And now that I'm older and I pay taxes and everything, I pay $4,000 a year alone in property tax, not counting sales tax, gas tax, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And they're having to borrow money. I mean,
yeah. You're right. I mean, just the sheer amount of money that they're already getting, it just doesn't even compute that they would need even more. But that's just how they are. They keep spending, and they've got these grandiose plans. And, we know the tax money's going to come in, so we'll just get the banks to front it to us, and then we'll raise taxes on the back end.
They don't pay for it. I mean, you know as well as I do that they, you know, they don't have the onus doesn't fall upon them. Whoever's making the decision to spend likely isn't going to have that job in 10 years or maybe
no
15
responsibility.
Years. Just push the debt on down the line, and somebody else is going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Take a look at the United States. Currently, everybody's berating Spain and Greece, but the debt-to-GDP ratio is higher in the U.S. than it is there. This debt likely isn't going to affect the people who are of the age of politicians currently in office. Those people are going to be dead or infirm by the time the dominoes hit the floor. It's going to be us. It's going to be our children. You know, they're just hawking their grandchildren into slavery.
Sure.
That's how irresponsible these people are.
Well, but they get to tout how they've got a new pool, a new community pool, and it was them that did that. And then they can get reelected, at least for a few years, on all these wonderful new projects that they're bringing to the taxpayer. Oh, look what we've done for you.
My dad was in small town politics, and he would always tell me it's really easy for people to spend other people's money.
Yeah, sure.
And that's what it all comes down to. It's not their money, so they ask. Yes, just keep spending it. It doesn't even matter if they don't have it.
Right, go to the bank trough and get even more than you actually are taking in. And then, of course, you're obligated to pay those debts back, which means you have to raise even more taxes down the line, and the cycle never ends until, well, apparently it is in Detroit where the city's gone bankrupt.
Well, yeah, I saw a meme that said that Detroit finally ran out of other people's money. And, The only irritation is I was thinking about it. I'm guessing that probably 80% of the cities in the United States are borrowed money. I hope I'm wrong about that. I hope it's less. But
I think every city is in debt.
It's probably 100%. But anyway, let's say 90% are in debt.
Yeah.
90% of the cities across the U.S., which is millions of cities or whatever. And then, you know, probably 90% of the states are also in debt. And our federal government is going in debt. It's like, what the heck? That should be illegal. It should be unconstitutional.
Wow, yeah. Imagine the politicians writing a constitution that actually held them financially accountable for their own actions. That'll be the day.
Well, you know, like take an average person or family, whatever. You know, let's say that a guy's making $100,000 a year and he has a family or whatever it is. He's grossing $100,000 a year and maybe 1 year he buys a new home and a new car. So for 1 year, he, spends $150,000 on a home, let's just say, and $40,000 on a car. So that year, he spends more than he's making, right? He's making $100,000, he spends $190,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
Almost it'll be, but after 30 years, the house will be paid off for 20 or 15 or whatever it is. Anyway, there's a plan to go, his monthly payments are going to be less than what he's making, unless he's an idiot. But you get the idea, right? You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice. I can't go out and spend. If I'm making $100,000 a year, I just can't go out and spend $110,000 a year after year after year.
Well, you're not as good of a bet, right? Like, if you were to go out and get a loan or try to get a loan the way governments do, they'd never give you any money because they don't know who you are and they don't know that you're going to pay it back. But the banks feel like they're guaranteed to get money from governments.
The most important part about what he's saying is if you make the mistake of spending too much money, you're the one who has to pay for it. You suffer the consequences. When the government spends too much money, we all suffer the consequences. The people making the decisions within government, they never suffer the consequences.
Exactly.
And the banks usually don't suffer any consequences because usually the government pays back, they're paying back the loans. But that's starting to change.
And by the way, that's one of the ways the banks end up owning America, or bank lenders. I mean, if you think about it, if you were that guy, you bought $110,000 a year at one point or another, somebody's going to own you or whatever, at least own your debt or whatever.
No doubt.
Anyway, that's
William, thanks for sharing tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about Detroit and the bankruptcy court. One of the courts that at first, district court level, decided to stay the bankruptcy because they claimed that it was unconstitutional. The appeals court in Michigan overturned that stay, and so therefore the bankruptcy was proceeding. There were, however, other lawsuits filed against the bankruptcy, like from the bureaucrats who are hoping to continue collecting their pensions. So there's at least three lawsuits that have been filed against the bankruptcy. And, to try to stop it from happening, a federal judge has now stepped in and has said that these other lawsuits are going to be frozen permanently. So until that judge decides to unfreeze these lawsuits, they're not going anywhere. He wants to see this bankruptcy thing through before any of these other lawsuits are heard. In Detroit, by the way, this from CBS News, has about 21,000 retirees. That's police, firefighters, city hall clerks, trash haulers, bus drivers, etc.
21,000.
21,000 of them who are owed money and fear their income is at risk in a bankruptcy.
For good reason.
The Detroit emergency manager, Kevin Orr, has said the city has underfunded obligations of about $3.5 billion for pensions and $5.7 billion for retiree health coverage. So you do the math. That's a lot of money. That's almost $10 billion.
Also, they've hawked a lot of their assets too. A lot of people just don't understand. They don't have anything left to sell.
Sell the art gallery yet. They were supposed to do that, but they didn't do that yet.
Haven't sold that yet. They sold the rights to their parking.
Really?
There's a company that collects Detroit's parking. They sold the parking.
Michigan Constitution states that public pensions, quote, shall not be diminished or impaired, unquote. An Ingham County judge cited that provision last week when she ordered Snyder and other officials to take no further action in the Detroit bankruptcy. We'll continue with more here at 855-453. Is this coming to a city near you? Maybe your town is next in line for bankruptcy. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books, you carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything here toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. You can get quick access to our live streams there. That's m.freetalklive.com. Squarespace is one of our brand newest advertisers, and I'm pretty excited about it because Squarespace makes it easy to have a really sharp-looking website and pretty much I mean, you can just start out right out the gate with one of their themes and look awesome. You can get into the, you know, the code and actually tweak it pretty much as you like.
Well, we were just talking about the Free State Project's new website and how Marcus and I, during the break, you were out of the room, and talking about the design sensibility and how important it is in a website that, for whatever reason, people make huge judgments on you depending on how your website looks, and Squarespace makes it easy for you to have a beautiful website.
Right, and one of the other things we were talking about is different browsers. You know, looking at a website on your main computer, your desktop, versus looking at it on your phone. If you're in the 21st century version of web design, then you've got a website that will adjust based on the size of the screen that's looking at the site. And Squarespace, their designs do that stuff. And you can go and get started for free with no credit card. You can just use your email address to sign up for the free trial, and that lets you get in to use all their tools and see what it's like and actually start building your site and find out how easy it is. I mean, it really is. You select the theme that you want. You can start dragging and dropping content from your desktop, rearrange the elements of the content within the page easily. You can call support if you've need some help. It's there 24/7 for you. And Squarespace, when you're ready to buy it, it's $8 a month. That's hosting the site. That's the incredible tools that they give you to help build the site. And you can buy a year at once if you'd like. You can pay monthly, or you can buy the year and get a discount. And you can also save 10% by using the FTL discount code, which is FTL and the number 7. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. FTL7 to save 10% over at squarespace.com. So our number here tonight is 855-453. We've been talking about Detroit and their bankruptcy, which is now moving forward again after having been put on hold by one judge and then being overturned. That hold was overturned by a different judge. A third judge, this one at the federal level, has put a freeze on any challenges to the Detroit bankruptcy at this point. So it looks like it's going to move forward unless it gets appealed to the Supreme Court or something like that. And maybe it will. Who knows? Because certainly these government unions are pretty livid about Detroit going bankrupt. There's 21,000 people who are currently collecting retirement from the city of Detroit, and that amounts to an unfunded obligation of $3.5 billion just for pensions and $5.7 billion more for retiree health coverage. So Detroit has to pay out a whole lot of money to these people. And
that they just don't have.
And that, yeah, they don't have it.
They don't have it. They don't have the assets for it. Yeah. They don't have any way of getting it to come back. Nothing.
Right. There's no indication that it's ever going to come back because the city has been losing population. As pointed out here at the CBS News article, population's plummeted from 1.8 million decades ago to around 700,000 today. Now, the attorney for the union that represents the city workers urged the bankruptcy judge to let those lawsuits that he put on hold run their course. She says there's no federal insurance for public pensions once they're broken, unlike pensions at private employers. She also said that our members who participate at most are at or below $19,000 per year. There is no safety net. Although Rhodes ruled in favor of Detroit, he said opponents will have opportunities to make the same arguments in his court in the future. He has many critical issues ahead, including whether Detroit really is broke and entitled to greatly reduce or wipe out their debts. That process alone could last a year or more. Michael Nicholson, the general counsel for the United Auto Workers, was disappointed with Rhodes' decision, saying that state courts have the power to decide what state constitution means. In our view, retirees' rights are a matter of Michigan constitutional rights. And the governor called Rhodes' decision excellent. They go on to talk about how this financial guy was appointed to be the emergency manager, but ultimately he failed to reach any significant deals with the creditors, so the city rolled ahead into bankruptcy. Detroit Fire Lieutenant James Edwards is 43. He attended the court hearing with some anxiety. He's an 18-year department veteran, and in most places it's, 20 years to retirement for a bureaucrat? So this guy's on the cusp of retirement?
Not usually for jobs besides police and firefighters. You have to be in sort of a dangerous position to get the 20-year retirement.
Well, this one's, he's coming right up on his retirement. He's 18 years in as a fireman. He says it seems as though we're going to end up being the patsy for a lot of bad decisions that have been made over the years. You base your life decisions on promises made to you when you came on the job.
Sure. I totally understand why somebody would make those decisions, and it's hard to hold them responsible for it. I mean, there hasn't been a major municipality that's failed yet. Why a firefighter, police officer, garbage man would think for a second that the city might not be able to meet its goals?
It seems completely reasonable for any person that doesn't. Or just anybody to say, like, I'm going to take this government job, they promised me that pension, and I'm going to get it. So you're planning your life, whether you actually get it or not, you're planning your life that you're going to get it because it's been promised to you. And historically, the vast majority of people that have been promised those pensions have received them. I mean, I know my best friend, his parents, they both had government jobs, and they're living high on the hog now. They got, they're
fancy
making
cars, nice house.
Oh, they have a great house down in Florida. They're retired, and they make a bunch of money, in retirement from their government pensions. So it seems reasonable for people to expect that. And I feel bad for people that expect it and don't get it in any case, but it is the government, and, this is just an unfortunate, well, I don't know.
We've been predicting these kind of things all along. So to us, it's like, well, why didn't you listen? Well, they didn't listen to the show, and no one would necessarily listen to us anyway.
Well, right. Why would they listen to anybody who says, oh, you're not going to get your pension, or there's a chance you might not get your pension? Because, like you said, Marcus, to them, it seemed like a sure deal. And that's why a lot of people seek government jobs, is because
they're seeking
security. They're seeking that check that they can count on coming in week after week after week, even into retirement. They can count on that, so they don't have to really plan for anything. They don't have to plan for their retirement. The government's going to take care of it for them. Whoops, sorry, you made a deal with a bunch of crooks.
Right. Well, it's a good way that the government kind of gets people in their corner, right? Because they're taking all this money, siphoning it away from all the people, and then they say, hey, we'll give you a nice cushy job. We're going to pay you more than what you can get a job doing something else in, and we'll give you this nice pension, and it brings people in. People love to feel safe and secure. Yep. They like to know that they're going to be taken care of when they're older.
Healthcare,
yep,
money.
All that stuff. So the government just gets people in there that feel like, oh, well, they need security. And,
and then they're the ones, because they've been thinking this way, they've been thinking like, ooh, I got to find someone to take care of me. And then they find the government. They got this job. They work their 30 years or their 20 years. They start getting their pension. It seems like everything's working out. They never planned for this. They never even thought it could be a possibility that all of a sudden the money was going to dry up.
But the problem with socialism is sooner or later, you ran out of other people's money.
And so, maybe they didn't realize they were doing a deal with a crooked gang. And I'm sorry that they didn't realize that. But that's what the government is. They're a bunch of crooks. And everybody knows that. So why would you trust them with your retirement? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here and bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Now, those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away, so enjoy that. The webcam is one of the features. You can go watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Whether you want to talk about Detroit's financial woes, which may very well be mirroring the city in which you live, it's just that it's happening sooner in Detroit because things are exacerbated in Detroit because they've had an incredible population decline. The tax base has gone away. The government bureaucrats did not stop spending. You know, when their tax money was going down, they didn't cut back anything, so they just kept spending themselves into a hole, and they've got all these billions of dollars that they owe people as far as their the pensions. So now they're into bankruptcy. The government bureaucrats are freaking out. Belinda Myers Florence is 59. She says her pension is her only income after working nearly 36 years for Detroit, from bus driver to social services. She can't believe she may lose money because of the bankruptcy. And she said, it's going to have to hit me in the face. I just can't believe that they can go that way.
Yeah, it's gotta hurt because she wasn't thinking it was gonna happen, but that's how it goes with the government. I mean, once they make a choice, the government, there's nothing you can really do about it.
Yeah, there's no human aspect to it either. They don't care.
They're gonna do what they're gonna do,
and they've got to do that.
Be damaged.
I mean, I don't. I'm not voting for this. I don't want this. Here's what I want. I want for the city of Detroit to disband, sell all of its assets, give its assets to the pensioners.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then let the people who are in that geographic area that, you know, that was formerly Detroit, the wasteland formerly known as Detroit, mm-hmm. then decide how they wish to rule themselves after
from
that.
The ground up.
That's
yeah.
the right way to do this.
That'll never happen.
That's never going to happen. The bureaucrats, the politicians and bureaucrats that are currently working, they want to do whatever they can possibly do to stave that off.
They got to keep their power.
And they will
basically screw the pensioners in order to have as much money as possible to pay the creditors off, so the creditors will continue the lifeblood of debt into the city, and they will try to push this off another 10 or 15 years, assuming the United States government still is printing dollars at that point, still in business and printing dollars.
You know, it's like when people... Will this be a lesson to people not to put their future in the hands of the government? I mean,
you mean the government workers?
Right. If you want a future for yourself, if you want to be a responsible person, you need to be responsible for yourself.
Well, same thing for everybody, right? Like
that's
anybody,
right,
that's,
for anybody
that's collecting money from the state or anybody, period. And people get into this mindset with corporate jobs, too. Like, they'll get a corporate job and they'll think, hey, this is great. Everything's working out. I like working here. It's going to go on like this forever.
You had one, right?
I didn't think about that. Corporate job in that way. I was always saving money because I know
but you did have a corporate job and it did go away.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It went away after 6 years. But some people are in for a long time, right? They're in for a couple decades or whatever, and it seems like everything's going great. They start spending the money that they're earning because they figure there's another paycheck right around the corner.
Yep.
And then, whoops.
One day there's not.
Then, you know, Twinkies goes out of business or Hostess goes out of business.
It doesn't have to be the government. Whatever your situation is, it's best if you live within your means, below your means, save for yourself, have a safety net. All these things are very important, but lots of people don't want to face that. They don't want to live that responsibly. They're just going to live paycheck to paycheck. They want to have what the neighbors have. And it's sad when I see people working and living that way. For me, I work for a privately owned company. It's a small family-owned business, but I don't even... My job, I don't view it as a job. I view it as a bit of a partnership. It's a trade. Mm-hmm. And if at some point they're unhappy with what I'm doing, they may say, you know, we're not happy with you, and then I would have to leave. So
and
I don't,
you know, that's a possibility at any moment in time. As long as you realize that and you live your life in that way, something like this will not affect you as harshly as it is these people who, you know, arguably these people are even worse off because at least in the private world, people know that there's a chance that the business might go under, that right. Something could happen. They don't think that way about government because government encourages them not to think that way about it. They want you to think of them as this financially sound organization that's always going to be there.
Every government that has ever been has failed. Will.
So perspective is important. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Mike in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys. How am I coming through?
Sounds okay. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to talk about the town that I live in, which is Artesia, New Mexico, a little town. The southeast corner shines some light on, you know, the...
Is that where all the Artesian spring water comes from, Mike? Because I've been hearing about this Artesian spring water, and I figure it comes from a place called Artesia.
I don't know if it comes from here, but that's where we get our name, is there's a lot of artesian wells watering the farmland around here.
Actually, it gets its name from artesian wells. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well,
so what are you telling us?
I live here in Artesia. I think there's a few unique examples, one because of our location, but also because we host one of two federal law enforcement training centers in America, where they train air marshals and border patrol. That's kind of interesting because we're also about 3 hours from El Paso. I don't know if we're within that 150-mile border with a bunch of checkpoints. We don't have any right here as far as, you know, border checkpoints. They do DWI checkpoints. But that's kind of beside the point. With the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, they bring people in from all over the country. I deal with a lot of these people, you know, the students they bring in. And it creates a lot of problem with our housing market. Just to give you an example, it's not quite so bad anymore, but especially whenever Flexi was booming, they get $89. Well, it used to be $99, but now they get $89 a day per diem. So if they don't spend it, then they lose it, which incentivizes the people who rent around here, you know, houses or apartments or whatever. There are a few lower rent, but they tend to be taken up with a seedier crowd. This is also, I think they called it the meth capital of the world at one point.
The meth capital of the world. Wow, okay. So what you're saying is that the feds bringing in all these temporary workers basically throws off the housing market because all this federal money's coming into the town, and so therefore rates have gone up?
Basically. actually, you can see rates as high as $3,000, $3,500 a month because of the...
And what'll that get you? What'll $3,000 get you in Artesia?
Usually a three-bedroom house. Wow. It'll be furnished.
Furnished.
As far as I know, there's nothing real special about it.
So a non-special $3,500 for a not particularly special three-bedroom house that's furnished?
Correct.
That's crazy.
Like a three-bedroom house that you walk down the street. You know, I live in one right now, but we got it way before all this happened.
So you're locked in. Okay, so this is a relatively new facility?
Not so much. I live with my mom, to be honest, and she's had the house for 15, 20 years. And this is
she owns. She owns the house, or she's renting the house?
She owns the house. She's still making payments, but she owns it.
Okay.
And it's only really been since about September 11th, maybe a little bit after that, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center has been here. Hmm. Or maybe they just ramped it up since then. That's one, you know, really big example, I think, because as long as I'm living here, I can either, you know, only afford to live with someone else and pay outrageous rent or live with my mom. And, you know, hers is better because she got it way back when. But,
sure, yeah. Yeah, so you're literally trapped. If you want to stay in Artesia, you're trapped at home with mom because you can't afford anything else.
Pretty much. And that's, you know, the problem that pretty much everyone has here. We don't have a college here. Most people who are, you know, 20s and 30s who aren't working the oil field, which is another thing that makes housing prices go up because people mm-hmm. bring oil field people in all the time.
I guess the only answer is to get the hell out.
Yeah, they live in Albuquerque or Dallas or Denver or, you know, wherever.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to live there because the rents would be awful and there are all these federal cops around. That would make me not feel very comfortable. Good luck, Mike. Thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. And, of course, if you love the ideas of liberty, you should consider moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org and learn more about that. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value In's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he signed up at americasbestvaluein.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value In.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. Tonight, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
Detroit, they are having a real tough time financially. They've been spending way too much. They've been promising to spend way too much, promising their bureaucrats are going to take care of them forever, but they don't have enough money coming in to make that a reality, so now they're going bankrupt. But at the same time, the bureaucracy continues to do what bureaucracy does best, which is create boondoggles and spend way too much taxpayer money on ridiculous things that are completely unnecessary. We'll get to that story. Mark's got the details, but first.
Yeah, ask yourself right now if Detroit had, instead of buying all the crap that they bought that put them in hock, if they bought some gold and silver a few decades ago, how would they be doing now? Gold and silver, precious metals, are good hedges against inflation. They're also, some people are suggesting them as for investment. Experts are predicting gold and silver to rise against the dollar. And they're, you know, some people want them as a barter currency in case things go south as far as the economy, and people just don't want U.S. dollars anymore. You can get gold and silver for all those purposes at gold.freetalklive.com. You'll get a great rate, and you'll help Free Talk Live in the process.
If these government bureaucrats in Detroit had been taking 10% of their money that they got every paycheck and putting it in gold or silver, they probably wouldn't be freaking out as much right now about losing their pensions.
Well, yep, I'd say that's a pretty accurate statement. Gold.freetalklive.com.
But then again, that requires the forethought of actually considering that maybe this, you know, this bounteous taxpayer money is not going to last forever.
It doesn't take that forethought, really. I mean, when it comes down to it, the fact is you can only trust yourself for your retirement, and everybody should be taking 10% of their earnings and putting it in some place where it's safe, some place where they're going to get a certain amount of growth on it. I don't know. Is it stocks? Is it gold and silver? Is it bitcoins? Well, I'd say it should be some of all of those things, frankly.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any one thing that you can say is certain.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But if you make an effort, you know, and you put some savings into a few different places, you'd be a lot better off than if you don't. And a lot of people just don't. They don't save at all.
Absolutely true. Now, there's more about Detroit, and that is the boondoggle that Mark is going to explain. What are they doing now?
Well, I guess the Detroit Red Wings did really well this year in hockey. Did anybody hear this?
I stopped following hockey after many years ago. They did a they stopped playing.
They had
There was a strike.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they stopped playing. I had started to get into hockey just before that, And then when they went on the strike, I stopped watching. And when they came back, I just didn't care anymore. So I haven't really paid attention to hockey since then.
I haven't. I don't pay attention either. But some. But I. You know, you hear stuff. You
sure.
Pay some, you get your. You know, certain amount of news, and you hear things. And
I've heard the name Detroit Red Wings before.
That's very good. Well, they got to be rewarded, right? The public will pay nearly 60% of the cost of the proposed $450 million.
What? Excuse me? $450 million?
Yeah.
What is the word to follow $450 million? What?
Detroit Red Wings Arena in downtown Detroit under a plan disclosed Wednesday.
What?
This is the most absurd thing. This is not new. This has happened before. And sports, of all things, is a huge moneymaker. The amount of money that goes into sports from willing people that, you know, willingly pay tons of money for these tickets, they have a lot of money. Yet every time that they want to build a stadium, you know, some town, some city, some municipality says, hey, we'll give you money, you know, as long as you build it here, we'll foot the bill or part of the bill. And it's just absurd because everybody who's paying those taxes now is forced to pay for something that they've probably, a lot of people have already paid for.
And it's a really difficult situation for municipalities. I don't want to make it seem like it's not. Consider for a second, Detroit says to itself, well, the Red Wings do bring a certain amount of prosperity to...
Detroit doesn't say things. It's just an idea.
All right. The
council.
The bureaucrats, the people that make decisions regarding how much money the mm-hmm. you know they're going to give to the Red Wings... They say, well, a certain amount of money is brought into the city. A certain amount of notoriety comes to the city. That's unquantifiable. The businesses surrounding the stadium make money, and it drives up rents in that area. It makes that area more prosperous. How much is it worth to us? Because you can believe that Omaha or, you pick it, Bismarck or wherever, wants the Red Wings. And that they would pay a certain amount of money to get the Red Wings to come there.
Right, because it's not, as Marcus pointed out, their money.
It's
They're
not
actually
their money,
spending
no.
their money. So then it's like, whoa, what do we do with these millions of dollars? We can bring a sports team to town.
And
would the business owners who are downtown who purportedly benefit from this, would they be willing to foot the bill? I doubt it.
I think they'd put a certain amount of money towards it, but
not $400 million.
Not $300 mil, right? I mean, which is basically what the property tax version is. I'm going to assume they're going to go over budget. $270 million, I think, is the right number. I don't know the answer. But I think that what you really need is a nationwide law. And frankly, if you did a nationwide law, then they might go to some of them might go to Canada.
But Ian brings up a really good point, though. Now, if it was the small businesses around it, I don't have a problem if they all got together and wanted to foot the bill to keep them there. That actually makes sense. I think of in New Jersey, close to where I grew up, there's a ski resort in the wintertime, and in the summertime, it is a water park. And it's been around for a couple decades, and at one point, they went out of business. And when they went out of business, guess what happened to all the businesses that were up in that area? They all felt the hurt, because normally you had people traveling in from far away to this destination.
They got to eat and sleep somewhere.
And so they weren't stopping at the restaurants. They weren't sleeping at the different places. They weren't stopping at the stores. So in that type of situation, it makes sense for the local businesses who are really, you know, benefiting from all that traffic to foot the bill. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a government which is taking money from all the from everybody, and then they're deciding who to give it to.
Right. And if the businesses actually wanted to go into buying a stadium or, you know, even look at investing in a stadium, then obviously they would look at other reasons besides just the Red Wings. I mean, if you've got a stadium, you can have all kinds of different events there, concerts and, you know, activities for kids or whatever else it is that you would do in a stadium besides the big name sports team. And all of those things draw people to that area. And if that's what matters is feet on the ground in a geographic area, then a stadium would accomplish that, and the business owner should be able to, you know, make those negotiations. But this is all about having the sports team and the renown surrounding the sports team, because you could pack that stadium with concerts every weekend, bring in, you know, all different types of acts. And as long as it's a good venue and the sound is good, then, you know, you're going to make be money there.
I think that's normally what does happen. Most stadiums are based around a sports team, but when the sports team isn't playing, they
bring concerts.
Yeah, they bring in concerts.
You're familiar with the Ice Palace in Tampa.
That's right.
Now the St. Pete Times Forum.
I've seen bands play there.
That's where the Lightning play.
Correct.
So, yeah, they have concerts and that kind of thing. They try to schedule as many people as possible in these events.
You know what? I think it's important to we can get back into the story here, but I think it's important to do a flashback for a moment. Now, you said $450 million is the estimated price tag on this stadium. And it's just a football stadium, right? Excuse me, ice hockey stadium.
Yeah, same thing.
Whatever, men pushing each other.
Stadium is much smaller than a football stadium.
So, smaller. Okay, so
Might be enclosed, so maybe it's more. I don't know.
So, okay, so there was a story we covered years ago.
I knew it was
going to
be
this.
I knew it.
It's entirely related to this. Pontiac, Michigan. Now, I don't know how far away Pontiac is from Detroit. But it's like a suburb, right?
Or right.
something. So there's a Silver Dome in Pontiac, and 35 years prior to 2009, so several decades prior, taxpayers spent $55.7 million building the Pontiac Silver Dome. This is an enclosed dome facility with, you know, enough room for a football field, a soccer field, that kind of football. $55 million is what it cost 35 years ago. Now they're saying $450 million for something similar, or even maybe even smaller. So, and then, a year after a $20 million sale fell through, city officials have sold the arena. This was back in 2009. They've sold the arena, once called the most desirable property in Oakland County. Marcus, have you heard this story before?
I have heard this story.
Just
yes.
over $500,000. $583,000 is what this $55 million facility sold for. Now, keep in mind, that's $55.7 million in 1970 dollars or whatever it was.
And keep in mind that when this thing sold, this was 2005,
2009.
2009?
This was the articles from 2009.
Really?
Yeah, November of 2009.
I don't remember. I remember this differently. I guess I remember it being sold in like 2006 or something.
It doesn't give me a sale date here, Mark, but the title is Silverdome Sale Price Disappoints, written in November of 2009.
Maybe it was put up for sale at the time. Maybe it was put up at the time that I remember.
Well, they probably did.
I just remember saying the amount of money. It was like, good Lord, my house is almost worth half that.
We're going to come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. So in the face of this ridiculous sale price for this other dome, they're going to build a brand new one for $450. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.